Welcome. Welcome to Sing With Confidence. I'm Paul Fabulous. So, did you know that David Bowie had stage fright? Even on those big tours? I heard that from a friend who worked with live touring acts, and he knew one of the stage managers, one of the stage people that would go up in the elevator with David Bowie up to the stage level to perform. And he said this guy was really afraid. He had stage fright. It isn't just new singers that have fear of singing. It isn't just new people that don't have confidence. So I've been helping people fall in love with their voices, you know, when they used to hate their voice. I've helped them sing all the high notes when they used to have zero range. I've helped them get to enjoy being on stage when they never thought they could or even wanted to. People come to me when they've never sung before. They don't even know if they have a voice. They've come to me after years and years of lessons and practice, and still they don't feel confident. So what's up with that? What's up with people not feeling confident even after they've had years of lessons with people? Okay, so I didn't get that. But we'd work together and magical things tended to happen. And over time, they'd have wonderful confidence and they'd sing all the high notes and they sound like the record. And people would love their voices and they love their voices. But that was after lots of work, lots of years together. So along the way, something happened. Something happened along the way. I stumbled onto something where anyone could learn how to sing with confidence immediately. Even if they had very little range or very little experience or zero experience, or they have years and years of experience, it didn't make a difference. I had stumbled across the secret to singing with confidence quickly, practically immediately in lots of cases. So that's the whole deal. Sing with confidence is about finding that confidence now, because there's a hidden part of people's voices, most likely of your voice, that already sounds good. But most often, you're probably not even going to know it's there or where it is or how to access it, because it's mixed in with all the other parts of your voice that maybe you don't like or aren't working or haven't been opened up yet. But if we find that hidden part of your voice that's already working, different story. I want to tell you a story about Mick. By the way, I live and work near the beach in Toronto. I work with people internationally over the phone and video, but a lot of people come to me in person. And a lot of the times they come after years and years of lessons, and they want to feel confident quickly. They don't want to waste years, or they're new and they want to find confidence, or they want to find range and all that stuff. So just so you know, I'm in Toronto. And Mick is a singer, musician in East York, which is pretty close to the beach in Toronto. And he gave me a call. And turns out he's an outstanding keyboard and bass player. Outstanding, mind-blowingly good. Mind-blowingly good. He plays with other pro-level players, musicians. His own Toronto band, Sons of Rhythm, is an exceptional soul band, and it's filled with really accomplished pro-level musicians. They're around Toronto. And they had a really impressive lead singer everyone thought was really amazing. Okay, so here's Mick playing bass in this band, and he calls me, that's the background. He calls me and says, I want to sing backups in the pro bands that hire me to tour with them as a bass player and a keyboard player. They have great, amazing vocalists, and I want to be able to sing effective backups for them. But my voice gets really, really tired. It feels washed out. I don't like the tone. It feels weak. I can't sing any high notes, any. Like, there was a range above, like, middle C. Mick couldn't sing beyond. So we booked a time to meet in the Toronto Beach studio, and in that session, I heard something. I heard it right away, and I really liked it. It was a part of his voice that I thought really worked. It was already working right out of the box. It sounded and felt really good to me. It had a really good vibe. Now, Mick's got this really cool vibe to him when he plays keys or bass or vocals or he writes songs or does a soul tune. Really cool vibe. That was poking out. That was, I heard that in his voice, this part of his voice, not the whole voice, part of his voice. And I said, Mick, did you hear that? He said, hear what? That. If you sing with that part of your voice for all your songs, for the rest of your life, people will like your voice. He looked at me like I was smoking crack. He said, no way. Really? I said, really? For some people, that's all they need to find their confidence is to have identified a part of their voice that's already working. Mick's confidence started to snowball after that first session, which I call his instant confidence session, his instant confidence vocal session. Mick also wanted to sing all the high notes. He wanted to sing high backups. You know, the Beatles, like they have these high, amazing backups, right? He wanted to learn different vocal styles, musical styles. So he, after that instant confidence session, he booked a 4-month session with me. I call it the Booster Program. We do once a week, like 4 times a month for 4 months. It's like a kind of a boot camp. He told me that in that program, he loved what was happening with his voice. The range was opening up like crazy, and so did his band. His band was really interested in what was happening with the singing. So he completed that booster program, the 4 months, and then he said, well, I'm loving what's happening with my voice so much, I want to do the full 12-month program, the full vocal program with you, Paul. Can we do that? So we did that. Around month 10 or 11, Mick came in. He had a big smile in his face. He's normally a pretty low-key and relaxed guy. He said, my band just replaced that amazing lead singer in Sons of Rhythm with me. I'm the new main vocalist. And he's smiling. And I'm like, we're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And we thought, well, I knew. The truth is, I'd been telling them all along that that was going to happen. But he thought I was on drugs. He thought I was exaggerating. He thought I was blowing smoke up his butt. But I heard it. I knew it was going to happen because I know when people develop the range and all that stuff in these programs, that's typical. That's a typical story. But what's starting to be new is that instant confidence that came in that first session, because that gave him the confidence to do all the other stuff. Some people just want that first session, that instant confidence session. That's all they want. I never hear from them again other than a message saying, hey, I'm singing on stage. Just sing around the campfire. We're having an amazing time. I just recorded something. I have confidence. Thank you so much. So this podcast is to share stories that inspire you, because maybe you want that instant confidence too. And hearing other stories really makes a difference, because we start to get a different map in our minds about what's possible. We start to blow away those old stories that are made up, that are running us. And the inspiration gets us going to try new things. And that's the whole purpose, is to inspire and help you. And maybe you want that too. Maybe you're going to want to do your instant confidence session or some of the booster program or the full vocal program. But this is to inspire you. But I'm also a life coach. I'm also a spiritual mentor. I'm also a recording artist. So I don't just like to talk about singing with confidence. I like to share. Sometimes you're going to hear in this podcast episode dropped in about a spiritual mentoring experience somebody had, or a spiritual life coaching session that somebody had. Or you're going to hear me, because I'm so excited, I just recorded a new track for my vocal track for my upcoming album. I might drop that in there because I like to share it, because when I get wonderful feedback on something, I know that's a keeper for the album. So, and I like to share it because it's fun. So think of this podcast as a buffet. You don't go to the Mandarin or some buffet and you don't eat everything, okay? Because you're gonna it's too much. Pick and choose the episodes. Just look at the topics and say, what do I want to eat today? And digest that and let it nourish you and let it make a difference in your life. Okay, so you don't have to listen to all the episodes. It's not designed that way. Pick and choose what helps you, what inspires you. Maybe you're going to binge on them. Maybe you're going to listen to all of them many, many, many times. Or maybe you're going to pick and choose one day, I want this to inspire me. Or Paul's vocal vibe and his music just puts me in this place where things are opening inside me. I'm going to just loop that over and over again to get through a difficult afternoon or something like that. So that's what it's for. Okay. So that's what we're here for. Okay. So let's rock and roll. Can't wait to see you in the next episode.